From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Donald Trump today withdrew the United States from the proposed 12-nation Pacific Rim Trade Pact. Mr. Trump said the action was good for American workers. The Trans-Pacific Partnership was negotiated in 2009, but the U.S. Congress has never ratified it. The president also issued an order reinstating a previous ban on providing government funds to international groups that perform abortions. And Mr. Trump issued a hiring freeze for many government agencies as a way to reduce the costs of government and rein in its growth. At the start of a meeting Monday with business leaders, the president warned executives not to move their operations to other countries. He said they would face a hefty tariff if they manufacture products elsewhere and then attempt to bring them back across the border to sell in the U.S.
We want to start making our products again. We don't want to bring them in. We want to make them here. And that doesn't mean we don't trade, because we do trade. But we want to make our products here.
The president also met with labor union leaders who offered broad praise of Mr. Trump after the meeting. Officials report no breakthroughs at peace talks in Kazakhstan between the Syrian government and rebel groups. Indications are that Monday's discussions were very contentious. Talks will continue Tuesday. New Gambian President Adama Barrow says he will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to examine allegations of misrule during former President Yahya Jammeh's 22 years in power. The new government announced Monday that a woman will serve as the nation's new vice president. Fatoumata Tambajong is a former United Nations development staffer. An advisor to Mr. Barrow told reporters Monday that before leaving the country on Saturday, Mr. Jammeh stole $11 million. This is VOA News.